From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Aid supplies are arriving in earthquake-ravaged Haiti, but distribution is being hampered by an airport that cannot handle an influx of planes and a badly damaged port. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where she's seen bodies lying in the open.
Everywhere we went along the hillside neighborhoods of Port-au-Prince, there were dead bodies everywhere in the street, and people still frantically trying to pull people out of the rubble, their loved ones. People were using little axes. They had sticks. A few had shovels. They were trying to saw rebar with saws, moving heavy pieces of concrete with their hands. They were doing whatever they could to try and get through to people. And all we ever saw was people bringing out more and more dead people. I did not see anyone bring out anybody alive.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. As thousands of families await information about loved ones in Haiti, one California family got some good news on Thursday. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Starry Dawn Sprenkel, a 28-year-old doctoral candidate at the University of California, Davis, was working in Haiti and living with her physician husband, Erlans Hippolyte, and their toddler daughter. Her parents hadn't heard from her since the quake and feared that the small family had perished. On Thursday morning, Sprenkel's father, Stefan, called the university to report that his daughter had managed to contact him. She told him she and her family were fine, although like many quake survivors, they were sleeping outdoors because of the aftershocks. Through a university spokeswoman, Sprenkel expressed gratitude for his daughter's safety and noted the difficulty of what comes next. They've survived the earthquake, and now if they can survive the aftermath, then we're all good, he said. What's going on in Port-au-Prince is just unimaginable. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
President Obama has expressed confidence that the U.S. economy is turning around. Mr. Obama told a group of Democratic lawmakers that while unemployment is still too high, job losses have slowed. The president noted that lawmakers have made some tough choices in the past year. He says his administration will have a sustained and relentless focus on job creation in the months to come. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is defending the administration's decision to impose a 10-year fee on financial firms designed to recoup billions of dollars in bailout money.
The law that was passed to authorize the financial rescue put an obligation on the president to propose a way to recoup the cost of the crisis, and that's what we're doing.
Geithner was interviewed today on NPR. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials rose 29 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index was up 8. This is NPR News. NBC says it will broadcast more than 800 hours of Winter Olympics competition next month, a record for the Games. The exclusive Olympic broadcaster in the United States also says it expects to lose money during the Olympics, which is another first. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
In releasing its Olympic broadcast schedule, NBC said it would double the coverage of 4 years ago at the Torino Games and provide more from the Vancouver Olympics than the last two Winter Games combined. Competition will appear on NBC and four of its cable channels and will include live coverage of hockey, figure skating, speed skating, snowboarding, and alpine and freestyle skiing. Americans are among the top medal prospects in those events. NBC paid more than $800 million for exclusive television rights to the Vancouver Games and expects to lose more than $200 million. The network says that will be its first deficit in the 12 Olympics it's broadcast. NBC executives blame the negotiated rights fee, which was about $200 million less for the last Winter Games. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
NBA All-Star Gilbert Arenas has an apparent plea deal in place for a weapons charge that he's facing. The Washington Wizards guard is charged with felony gun possession for carrying guns into the locker room last month. The charges carry a maximum of 5 years in prison. Arenas has been suspended indefinitely from the NBA. Food and Drug Administration is warning that certain beef dog treats distributed by Merrick Pet Care might be contaminated with salmonella. No illnesses have been linked to the products so far. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.